as an intellectual and a citizen of my country, we can imagine that the African leaders will come to Cote d'Ivoire to listen to the different parties so that we can find a peaceful solution to the crisis in Ivory Coast.
You were praising former Ghanaian President Jerry Rawlings for his take on the crisis in Ivory Coast. Why such a praise?
We feel very, very happy. And we are very grateful to former President Jerry Rawlings, because his statement is full of wisdom. And we think that all the African citizens, all the black people all over the world, they have to advise the leaders, the political leaders of our country, to believe and to trust in the peaceful solution in Cote d'Ivoire. Because any crisis which will happen in Cote d'Ivoire will be a crisis of the West African sub-region.
So are you therefore saying that President Gbagbo would not step down as demanded by ECOWAS and the rest of the international community?
No, I think that nobody can stay far from the theater of the authorities and ask President Gbagbo to cede the power. It is not true. It is not fair. First of all, it is a controversy born after an election. So, if they want to find a sound solution, it is better for them to come to Cote d'Ivoire, to listen to the different parties, to identify the origin of the conflicts, then they can make a sound decision. This is why we appreciate the fact that the president comes to talk to the brother President Gbagbo, to talk to the brother Prime Minister Ouattara, and to find the solution of the crisis.
But Ambassador Nyamian, this is the situation where there is an increasing international pressure. The UN is only recognizing Ouattara's appointees. France is also doing the same. Possibly US could follow suit. President Gbagbo is basically being isolated internationally. How can he survive all these pressures?
No, these pressures and decisions were not the good ones. I think that if they want the international community, that means the United States, France, UN, if they want to solve the problem, they have to come to listen to the different parties so that they can make a sound decision. Why? The decision they have taken or they used to take means that they don't think that our country is a sovereign state. They don't think that our country is a democratic country with its institutions, with its own legal system. And as I used to mention, our country is a democratic state. We have our institutions, we have our constitution, and we think that a controversy born after an election must be solved within our legal system, with our own laws, our own institutions, under our constitution.
So you think the international community is infringing on the sovereignty of Cote d'Ivoire when, in the first place, both President Gbagbo's camp and former Prime Minister Ouattara's camp agreed that the UN certified the result of the election? So some people are saying...
It was not the job of Mr. Choi in Cote d'Ivoire to proclaim who is president and who is not. So we can say that it was a kind of abuse from Mr. Choi. And it was a misunderstanding of the process in Cote d'Ivoire. Because the UN Charter, even the UN Charter, is not above the constitution of Cote d'Ivoire. This is why we think that things will get better, since the African leaders, full of our culture, full of our tradition, full of our African behavior, they will try to solve our problem as Africans. It is an African crisis. We will solve the crisis with our African means, our African manner.
So, Ambassador Nyamian, why do you think President Rawlings' statement it's so vital to resolving the crisis in Ivory Coast?
Because President Thierry Rawlings said that the African Union, I sent President Thabo Mbeki to Cote d'Ivoire. President Thabo Mbeki has listened carefully to the different leaders involved in the conflict. He has written a report. The report from President Thabo Mbeki has not been discussed within the African Union. So, if you have not discussed the report, how can you make a decision? This is why President Rawlings said that, first of all, we have to consider the recommendation of the AU envoy, which is President Thabo Mbeki, before taking a decision.